Hi, I'm Kim Cotola, thanking you for listening to this highlight from Cradle My Heart Radio. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Remember, your support makes this possible, so we thank you in advance.
You know, I love the fact, Sheridan, as you're sharing your story, that you're doing quite a bit of educating in terms of fetal development and what pregnancy really is, because, again, I made my decision based in ignorance. It's incredible to me that they're still telling girls and women it's not a baby, it's just tissue. But that's the line that I fell for, you know. But nobody who hears your story is going to walk away believing that, are they?
Right.
I mean, you have really made it your mission to help people understand the truth about life before birth. Share a little bit about that, if you will.
Yeah. So through the Future Female Leaders of America, the article I was able to write about my son and kind of my journey as far as choosing life for him, I was able to, I added pictures through it of his actual ultrasounds from different visits, and just being able to show not just the textbook or the, I don't know, the like WebMD versions of a baby developing, it was actual pictures of an actual child, and he just happened to be mine. So I was able to kind of share my story as far as, so this is a picture of him at 5 weeks development. And looking back at my situation and looking back at myself in that room in the doctor's office while they were doing the ultrasound, remembering all those emotions and hearing the heartbeat and watching him move and things like that, I was definitely able to get an inside look that not a lot of people get to, just in going through it myself, actually seeing my son develop through the months of having him and seeing him grow before having him is definitely solidified my opinion in the fact that life begins at conception. It absolutely does. He had the mind of his own the whole time. It just being able to show my side and the more personal side versus the more medical side of it, I think that really helps. It helps it be a little bit more relatable, and it helps women and girls that might be going through it themselves. It helps them see that it's not just what's in a textbook. It's real life. This is what people actually go through. This is what actually happens. So in being able to share the more personal side of it, I feel like it touches people a little bit differently than just reading the facts about the development of a child while the mom is still pregnant.
Thanks for listening. Programming like this is made available through your support, and so we appreciate that as well. You can learn more information at myfaithradio.com.